Hey, this is DJ Bennett for the Kill Radio News Team, and this is the weekly news and review that was posted on the 10th of July, 2012, by Anthony Lydgate. Ah, July 10th. What a great day. What a perfect day to go outside and stare at your telephone. No intros, no extra comment, no special rant. It's summertime. The news is always strange in the summer. So let's just go straight through the news. Thank you, Harpers.org. Jorge Rafael Valeda and Ronaldo Bignon, leaders of the military junta that ruled Argentina from 1976 to 1983, were found guilty of ordering the abductions of dozens of children born to leftist mothers imprisoned in the regime's clandestine torture centers. Testifying in his own defense, Videla called the mothers, many of whom were later dropped from airplanes into the Atlantic, active militants in the machinery of terrorism. First off, I'm just sort of stunned that this happened 35, 40 years ago. And so it does show that, in a sense, there really is justice in the world. These creeps are found guilty of doing this, and that's actually a good thing. Now, it doesn't mean that they didn't get away with it for decades, but not forever. And I don't believe in God, and I don't believe in heaven and hell. Those concepts are superstitions at best. So I don't think there is some kind of punishment after death. But I do think that in this world, we have the right to justice. And it looks like these guys got some justice. Crowds outside the courthouse in Buenos Aires cheered the verdicts. "My life started all wrong," said Alejandro Sandoval, one of the estimated 500 children stolen during the dirty war. "But today there are reasons to celebrate." Meanwhile, Islamist militants attacked a mosque in Timbuktu, destroying a door that had been prophesied to remain closed until the apocalypse. And a meeting in Cairo of groups opposed to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad devolved into weeping and fistfights after a Kurdish delegation stormed out. "They are so different, chaotic, and they hate each other," said an Arab League official of the opposition. Human Rights Watch released Torture Archipelago, a report detailing abuses by the Syrian regime, and including a description of one torture method known as the flying carpet. Assad reaffirmed his commitment to peace. "The United States is against me. The West is against me," he said. "So how could I stay in this position? The answer is, I still have public support." 1 in 8 Americans disagreed with the premise set forth in the Declaration of Independence that a government derives its legitimacy from the people. So I guess my interpretation of that is that that eighth American who doesn't think that the people have anything to do with the government must have some kind of fantasy that God created the government or something like that. Because where else does government come from but from the people? Meanwhile, physicists at the European Organization for Nuclear Research, known as CERN, announced the discovery of what is thought to be the Higgs boson, an elementary particle that endows other particles with mass. "It is very much a smoking duck that walks and talks like the Higgs," said one physicist. "It is the Higgs," said another. "Nobel Prizes all around." You see, the most radical aspect of the Higgs boson, and since they still don't know 100% for sure that this is the Higgs boson, because the Higgs, if it is found, comes up with a naturalistic reason for the creation of the universe. Now, I know that religious people get their panties in a bunch when they think that God is being put down, and since there is no God, no God is being put down here. But the Higgs boson, if this is what it is supposed to be, is an ordinary particle that prior to the moment of creation, the Higgs boson existed in a massless universe that was unstable. And what the boson did was it created a bubble universe in which mass began to exist. That mass in existence in a bubble was what we call the Big Bang. It is the creation of the universe. Now, I know that there are people who say that, well, creationism and the Big Bang are the same thing, but that's because those people don't know how to think, and they don't believe that words actually have definitions. The Big Bang requires no God. Creationism, which cannot be proven, and which, if you follow the logics of it, doesn't make any sense, intuits a God. Well, there is no God. And if we found the Higgs boson, we don't need a God to create the universe. And that means it's going to be trouble in the future, eh? Anyway, Vincent Conair, the designer of Condé Sans, announced his support for a petition to rename the typeface Comic Cerns after one of the Cerns presenters used it in her slideshow. A Swiss laboratory found traces of polonium-210 on clothing worn by Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat shortly before his death, prompting Arafat's widow to demand that his body be exhumed and autopsied. An advisor to former Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon insisted that Arafat could not have been poisoned by government operatives because Sharon didn't think his physical liquidation would help. The first Miss Holocaust survivor began her reign in Israel. Several thousand men set out on a 68-mile march through the hills of eastern Bosnia to commemorate their escape from the 1995 Srebrenica massacre. So they're going to do a 68-mile march like they did when they escaped in order to commemorate their escape? What's the point? That would be like celebrating the release of slavery by becoming slaves again. Huh? U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who is the best-dressed Secretary of State this country's ever had, announced that Afghanistan would be granted the status of special ally of the United States. Huh? Afghan President Hamid Karzai marked the occasion by quoting a Persian proverb, "When a friend is alive, they will meet again." A 4th of July fireworks spectacle in Narrowsburg, New York, was canceled out of concern that the town would incur fines if it disturbed bald eagles nesting nearby. It's real ironic that we're celebrating our independence, but you can't be independent with our celebration, said a volunteer fireman. Barack Obama, campaigning in Ohio, paused for a Budweiser, and Mitt Romney, vacationing in New Hampshire, paused for a lemonade. "I'm feeling good, feeling steady," said Obama. "Lemon," said Romney. "Wet." Happy Hour came back to Kansas. They were one of those no liquor states. Physicists photographed the shadow cast by a lone ytterbium atom. In other words, they got the shadow of a lone atom. Atoms are too small to see. Do you get the point of that? So they photographed the shadow of an atom. Biologists found that shrews shiver to warm themselves before undertaking cold water dives. And ecologists observed male mourning cuttlefish courting and cross-dressing simultaneously. A woman was suing Iceland's interior ministry because its name committee ruled she could not name her daughter Blair, a masculine noun meaning tint. Rufus, an American Harris hawk responsible for chasing pigeons from the Wimbledon Tennis Championships, was stolen from a parked car. Groundskeepers at Wimbledon, where grass coverage on some court's baselines had dropped as low as 10%, were using high-powered billy goats to vacuum up debris, and officials in Washington's Olympic National Forest were urging hikers not to urinate on trails because the resulting salt slicks attract aggressive mountain goats. "We're second only to Alaska," said a wildlife manager, "in terms of how many goats we have." Researchers found that 8% of American teens suffer from intermittent explosive disorder, IED, a psychological condition characterized by unpredictable paroxysms of rage and that a bioluminescent bacterium dwelling symbiotically in the guts of microscopic worms possesses a DNA mad switch that causes it to produce insecticidal toxins. The Pentagon's Inspector General recommended that Lieutenant General Patrick O'Reilly, director of the U.S. Missile Defense Agency, be disciplined for verbally abusing his subordinates. If I could get my hands through the phone right now, O'Reilly reported during a staff teleconference, I'd choke your effing throat. Duncan Brannon, who voiced Chuck E. Cheese for 19 years, was replaced as part of a brand makeover by the lead singer of the pop-punk band Bowling for Soup. I hope, wrote Brannon in a letter to fans, that you have seen Christ in me. Thank you, Anthony Lydgate. Thank you, Harpers.org. Thank you for listening to the Kill Radio Weekly News in Review.